This particular chapter is significant. It is foretelling the birth of Christ. If you look from verse 6, it says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us." A child is born to us, we know that. A son is given to us. Given, given, the word given. To be given to. It is a gift to us. The Son of God is a gift to us. The government will rest on his shoulders and he will be called Wonderful Counselor. Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I dealt with those four titles of God over the last 4 days. In verse 7, though, it says this: His government and its peace will never end. If you've got your Bible open to Isaiah, the 9th chapter, and verse 7, which is where we are, I want you to underline "will never end." Isaiah is telling you right here in this prophecy that his government and its peace will never end. There may be conflict in the world. There may be conflict everywhere. But with regard to Jesus, with regard to the Heavenly Father, with regard to the government, that government, there will be peace and it will last forever. In other words, it's never going to end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. Now, we have no conception, beloved, of what eternity is. But eternity actually is never going to end. It is always going to be there. It will never stop. Ad infinitum. It is beautiful to think about that. I read one time, or I started to read, I can't say with all honesty I read it because I didn't. I got as far as chapter 2 in a book called 23 Minutes in Hell, and I can't even remember who wrote it. But this guy was given just 23 minutes in hell to see what it was like, and he describes it incredibly. And he stipulates in this Bible that he thought that 23 minutes was a lifetime. It was so long. But all it was 23 minutes. He saw what was there for those who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who do not have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. That was what was waiting for him. And if we think of eternity and we think of what is there, if we don't acquiesce, if we do not have faith in the Lord, I tell you, it's beyond me. I don't even want to think about it. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. And the passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. The passionate commitment. That is what God Almighty has for you right now, right at this very moment, right at this very moment that you're listening to this broadcast. God Almighty has a passionate commitment toward you. I need you. I find that astonishing, but wonderful. That my God and my Savior has a passionate commitment to me. He has a passionate commitment to you. I know this word is important to you. I wasn't going to bring a word today. This is Christmas Day. I was just going to worship and I was going to read you some readings. But I saw this and I felt that the Lord God Almighty wanted me to say something on this. And that's why I'm speaking to you about it. And I think if this message could be titled, the title of this message would be "A Passionate Commitment." That's how much he loves you. He is passionately committed to being with you, making sure that you're okay. Now, you've got free will, you know that. The The Lord has given us free will, and that is why we go and do our own thing. We go our own way. We're not robots, beloved. But God Almighty has a passionate commitment to bring you back on course, to bring you back toward the plan that He has for your life. And He has got such an awesome plan for your life. I don't know how you're feeling right now. This is Christmas Day. You could well be on your own. You could be sitting in your front room or wherever you are, completely alone, with nobody. Nobody is with you. Nobody has called. Nobody has phoned. And there you are, on your own. Beloved, let me tell you something. And this is the great news. You're not alone. Your Heavenly Father will not allow you to be alone. He will be with you and is with you right now, allowing His peace to pour all over you so that you do not feel that sense of loneliness, that sense of loss. He's with you right at this very moment. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen. As He judges and as He rules with fairness, I'm going to ask us all corporately to do something that I very rarely do. I don't want to single you out and say, have you got a genuine saving salvation relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Don't want to do that. I want us all listening to this broadcast right now, to commit to the Lord of Heaven's armies, to commit to this wonderful, passionate commitment that He has for us, to commit to Him for the rest of our lives here on earth. We are only here, beloved, for a blinking of an eye, but we will be with the Lord for eternity. The Bible tells us that. His government and its peace will never, ever end. His peace in your life, if you want it, will never, ever, ever end. Will you say this prayer with me? Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the sins I have committed. I ask you now to wash me clean through the blood of your Son, Jesus. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and change my life. Make me a new person today, I pray. And I will follow you. And I will worship you for the rest of my life here on earth. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Beloved, wherever you were before, I do know this, where you are now, your life has just changed. You have become a new creation. You have become something quite unique and quite rare. You have become a person that has promised to follow the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever and ever. And I believe now that His peace is falling. The radiance of his love is all around you right now. Give him glory. Give him glory. Just tell him now that you love him. Just say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Heavenly Father, I love you. And I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue worshiping God in spirit and in truth now. This is beautiful. This is from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And it simply is called I Adore You. And I want you to pick up the words of this song, if you possibly can, and sing along. Just say, Lord, I adore you. I adore you. My Prince of Peace. Truly wonderful. Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and I adore you. I would love to hear from you so I can pass on a Christmas greeting. I'd love to hear from you this Christmas Day. Studio at worshipradio247.org. You're listening online, so you must be connected to your email. I'd love to hear from you. Studio at worshipradio247.org. That is the... That